Welcome back into the Wildcats Den. We're joined now by head coach David Sadler of the girls soccer program at Livingston Academy. The girls soccer team, big win last night over Kingston in their season opener, 3-1 on the road. And coach, let's go ahead and start there. Take me through the game. What did the girls do well in the win?
Well, we started off a little slow last night. Of course, first game, had to work out some bugs. Halftime, it was just 1-0. And we just made some adjustments at the half. They came back out, and Taryn Childers put a couple on the board along with Ella Copeland. Our goalie did an excellent job making some saves, and the defense and offense just really started working together, and along with the subs that we had coming in and out, and just had a pretty good, put together a pretty good little game at there at the end.
Now, Coach, I did want to go back to last season as well and just kind of ask about last season. You guys have had a couple of really successful seasons in Livingston. Last year, 14-6-1, you go 10-0 in district play. You win the 6-2A championship and end up falling to Anderson County 1-0 in the Region 3-2A semifinal. Just take me through, what did you think of last year's performance?
Well, you know, that team last year was very special. Those girls have been playing together. You know, a lot of them been playing together since they were in fifth grade. So they had a lot of good chemistry. They teamed well, very well. They played together very well. They knew each other very well. And so that was just a very, very special team. And, you know, we had a really good run through the district and had a really good season. And, of course, came up short right there in the regions. But other than that, I mean, they were just an excellent team. And they just played hard. They worked hard. And they but in the end, we came up short.
Well, you fast forward to this year, it seems like the expectation's going to still be pretty high for this season. You already get a big win over Kingston, a really good squad in the last few years. How big was that win just to kind of get your guys' season started?
Well, it was huge. It was a confidence builder, of course. We had a little scrimmage game a couple of weeks ago, and it got rained out. So we haven't really seen, and we went to a play day this weekend, but we haven't really seen other teams other than ourselves. And, of course, we lost 7 seniors last year, and that is a huge lick to take, especially all of them being starters. So we've definitely had to move some people around, put some people in new spots, count on girls to play maybe in some positions that they're not used to playing, and just being looking for those leaderships and those relationships that I talked about and forming them on the field. So we've got a little bit of work to do, but we're coming along very well.
So what are the expectations like this year? Are you still expecting to get to the region, to possibly get to a sectional and maybe state again?
Oh, of course, yeah. That's always our ambition whenever the season starts. If we don't have those goals, then we probably shouldn't be out on the field. And I'm sure everybody else is like that too. We want to go. We want to play. We definitely want to be a presence in our district and then in the region and then also in the sectionals. And we'd love to get back to the state again.
Well, coming up this weekend, you get the Smoky Mountain Cup, which you guys have started the season with pretty much every single year. How tough is the start to your season, but also how much does it kind of set you guys up for success later on down the road?
Well, the Smoky Mountain Cup gives us a chance to see teams that we would probably not see, and it gives us really good test. You know, just to see, I always like to play in the beginning because I want to know where we are and what we need to work on. I like to see these teams that may be a little bit bigger than us, maybe they're faster than us, or maybe they're even comparable to us, and just see some different names out there instead of what we normally play in our district. And it just gives the girls a good test, gives us, you know, 2 days to go up there and hang out in the hotel, play some ball, build some team building skills, and that's one of the main things. They get these relationships started early.
That's head coach David Sadler of the Livingston Academy girls soccer program right here in the Wildcats Den.